We're standing just across the street from the courthouse today, and it's my understanding that you were told to leave.
We gathered across the street, and they said we cannot be assembled more than 10 people on county property. So the security asked us to move over here to be on the city side.
You were in front of the Fresno County Courthouse, and they told you to leave?
Yes, they told us to leave because we need, otherwise, if we assembled more than 10 people, that we would have to get a permit to protest.
And what did you do?
Well, we obediently did what was requested because we did not want to have any conflict and issues. So we're here, but we're not going to go away.
Okay, we're standing across the street from the Fresno County Courthouse right now. I can see there are still several people holding signs on the other side at the courthouse, but that's because there's under 10 of them?
Yes, that's what they said. Okay. Under 10 of them, they can hang out over there.
Suzanne, tell me why we're here today.
The reason why we're here is simply we want equal treatment and justice of what's happening in terms of treatments from the police department or police officers when they do go out in response to community incidences and calls. And so Mr. Herr's case here, his young children had teenagers or adolescents, young adults, had a conflict and the boyfriend called. And we don't know what the boyfriend said. But it obviously stirred up many officers that came to the home. So mother came home, and the officer gave her a hard time, insulted her, and verbally was scaring them. And then the father came home at midnight after work, came home, and there was no blockage around the house, the front door, and the yard. So he, concerned for his family, he ran up to the doorstep, and the inside officer came out and start calling the other officers to come and beat up on him. So they just came from behind and grabbed him and pulled him. And that's why you see in this picture here, his clothings were ripped apart. And that's major. And they beat him with baton and kicked and punched and gunpoint.
I understand that there were some issues of language as a barrier in this case. Was a translator provided?
The family requested many times to have a Hmong officer present or at least, you know, be access to, and that was ignored and denied, and so we're it. So there's no Hmong officers or anybody that we can call.
Is this an incident? Have things happened like this before in the Hmong community?
There are many concerned citizens who are here today that they have had experiences and cases that has happened to them because, one, it's just a lot of mistreatment and there seem to be some hatred among a lot of the responses.
Do you have any feelings about the need for an independent police auditor in this community?
That is an absolute must. An independent police auditor needs to come out and internally audit this department because there has been too many cases, and that's why all these people are coming.